one-time deal. You're looking at multiple times.
Two times a year.
Yeah. But we're trying to bring up the number of aircraft to justify getting the 6,000-foot runway.
Well, you won't get a runway in the next 10 years, then, you're going to depend on one-time deal or two-time deal count.
Maybe we could look at just the buses. Maybe get Paul to do something on the food himself.
Well, I'd talk to them first before I fly any further. I think we're way off course here. If I was flying this plane, I'd say I'm down Dixie somewhere. First thing I'd do, I'd pick up the phone. Are you guys interested in coming in here? This is what we want to do for you. We talk all night here. We don't know what we're going to do. I've lost, sit here the last 45 minutes and listen to this little around.
Don't even know
if the goose is flying out here.
Exactly.
We've got to find out if you go fly.
If you don't have something to offer to them, if you just call them and say, hey, I want to fly in
we
here.
We want to find out if they want to do it first. If they're interested. If they're not interested, that's the end of the game. That's the first thing you got to do here. I think we've gone so far now.
We're on the same catch as we are about getting the runway extension.
Pardon?
We're on the same catch.
I know, but you don't know if the guys even want to come here. First of all, pick up the phone. Are they interested in coming over and having a... And you're talking about spending more money. So, first of all, I want to know, how do they want to come here?
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe if we do call them, find out what they're looking for.
Yeah.
What would bring you to here?
You can't fool around. I mean, it's like trying to guess if I want to go to Havana next week or not.
So well,
give me enough incentives, and you pay my way, and you do all this, and you have me and I don't drink beer, so you won't have a good have beer party, but you can have a nice party down there for me, and I'll take my whole friends, and whatever.
Exactly.
I don't think so either.
Because they have to go to
many of them. Right. I think we'll find out if we want to get here and get them out.
Transportation is the biggest.
Transportation.
And just find out if they want to do it. And I'm interested. We can talk all night.
And so who's the lead person on that? Julie, are you on
Julie? Can you get the list from
Susan? Yeah, Julie's got plenty of
time. Try to contact some of these people? Or you want to work with Susan to contact them and see what the transportation and the NASCAR groups.
Sure,
so
I'm
going
to
call
them
up and say,
please, you've got
to come
in
to Georgetown.
Yes.
Okay.
Are there something about what attracts them to go over there right now? Well, Ed has some ideas of where you can get the contact. Ed, you say that
I'll
prep one out.
I'm trying to get his name down. Okay. All right, next part of the
update. Moving right along. The tie-down ramp. That's out for bid again. It's a 13. I think we went over the layout the last time. It's a 13 space tie down ramp off of taxiway A. We open bids on Monday, 2:00 for that, and we'll see how they come in and what the council decides to do on this one. The last item I have is the runway lights. Let me give you a quick rundown on what's been going on with those. The day after Christmas, we had the big snow. We had the contractor out doing the runway. For some reason, he didn't understand where the edge of the runway was, and they took out one side of runway 422 lights. We ran into some problems with, you know, of course, the lights were all buried on both sides for a while because of the snow. We had some issues with, once the lights were uncovered, ordering parts because not all those runway lights are from the same manufacturer, and some of them aren't even made anymore. Had issues ordering lights. We had some other weather problems with the ground being frozen and not being able to work out there and because of the weather. We ended up hiring an electrician, same electrician who installed most of the lights several years ago, because he knows the system the best. And we ended up with some problems that, you know, we had five electricians in the room scratching their heads saying this can't possibly work. We ended up with, it's a series circuit, so, the electricity goes around in a circle and comes back. You know, if you break the line in one place, that should shut everything down. We found a break, but we ended up with 3/4 of the lights still working. The reason that the lights were working was because the electricity was going through the ground